The grizzly bear felt pleased. While you were gone, I asked a carpenter to do some work. He likes to rebuild things that need repair. I asked him to add some support sticks to your nest, and he had some leftover scraps for this perch. Now you can stay on your feet, and you have an excellent view of my fishing spot.
This is the greatest gift, the frigate bird exclaimed, hopping to the right and back to the left along the perch.
The grizzly bear tossed the frigate bird a chunk of fish.
My pleasure, she said.
He also built me a little raft so that I can join you on the high seas without so much huffing and puffing. A few weeks later, the grizzly bear was dozing in the sunny dunes when the frigate bird came swooping in low.
There's a school of fish heading this way, called the frigate bird. Paddle out to the west a little way, and you will see them. Follow the pelicans.
The grizzly bear jumped up, suddenly wide awake. She hopped onto the wooden raft pulled up on the beach. The sea rolled in, and the grizzly bear pushed off and bobbed out into the ocean like a floating cork. When she reached the pelican's fishing spot, she knelt on the edge of the raft and scooped fish out of the water. Overhead, the frigate bird grabbed fish from the pelicans.
Now this is fishing, said the frigate bird.
That is exactly what I was going to say, the grizzly bear replied. Not so very long ago, a grizzly bear and a frigate bird lived quite happily beside the sea. Both of them ate a steady diet of fresh fish, and both had a particular way to catch it. They liked each other's company and spent many hours talking about fishing when they got together to visit. Secretly, they each thought that their own special method was by far the best.